Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Wednesday, the 23rd of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. A much better day today, listeners, with all stats looking positive. Let's start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and there was 545, down slightly from 546 yesterday. Of the 545 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 220 with gains, and that's up from 83 yesterday. So that's a great positive sign there. There was 135 with no gain. That's up from 108, and this is the big mover too, 190 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 355 yesterday. So huge step in the right direction there, listeners, with a lot more positive gains than losses today. Let's look at the volume. The volume increased ever so slightly to just over 2.02 billion, and that's up from 1.99 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has risen slightly to 3.71 million, up from 3.65 million yesterday. The gain loss is at a positive gain of 0.88%, and that's up from a minus 2.35% yesterday. So that's a great turnaround there as well. And let's continue the good news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were Euro Manganese, ASX code EMN, and it had a percentage gain of 40.74% today. At number two, we have Lindian Resources Limited, ASX code LIN, and it had a percentage gain of 38.89% today. At number three, we have Anson Resources Limited, ASX code ASN, and it had a percentage gain of 31.58% today. At number four, we have Airdrie Media, ASX code ADN, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. And I'll just pronounce that name again, Andromeda Metals Limited. And at number five, we have Barra Resources Limited, ASX code BAR, and it had a percentage gain of 26.32% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performance today. Some great gains and positive activity. Let's move on and look at the commodities today. And the best performing commodities were gold, HPA Alumina, Kaolin, oil and gas, nickel and lithium, all performing well. The highest traded stock today was Triangle Energy Global Limited, ASX code TEG, and 15.93% of the company was traded today. And as far as project locations, Gawler Creighton was the best performing project location, and that's located in SA or South Australia. Looking at the annual spend of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and their spend over the last 12 months. On average, they spend 58% on staff admin and 42% on project spend over the last 12 months. And that's up from 55% yesterday. So that's extremely high as far as staff admin. We would definitely prefer more money spent on projects. But as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, there can be legitimate reasons, so always go back and ask the board for clarification on why and where money's been spent. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there were 141 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. Of that, the average gain loss was a positive gain of 0.56% today, so a huge turnaround again yesterday from a minus 1.99%, so that's a great turnaround. Volume is down slightly to 496 million, and that's down from 567 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. As far as looking at the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks that use an ERP software solution, and looking at their spend over the last 12 months, on average they spend 43% on staff admin and 57% on projects. So a lot more project focused when they're using an ERP software solution. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Euro Manganese Inc., ASX code EMN. And they are predominantly in manganese or only in manganese, and their project or plant is in Prague in Czech Republic. All right, let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months. And they have spent in excess of $3.8 million. And on staff admin, they've spent just over $2.6 million. And that equates to 25% spent on staff admin and a high 75% spent on projects. So definitely project focus there, which is great. As far as money in the bank, their current bank balance is, they have just over $440,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Looking at their market cap closed at just under $21 million today. They have just over 109 million shares on issue. As far as their share price performance, it started the year at 14 cents. And it closed today at 19 cents, so a nice gain there for shareholders. And looking at the top 20 shareholders, along with the directors, and they own in excess of 90% of the company. So very strong top 20 loyal shareholding there. All right, that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Euro Manganese, ASX code EMN. Congrats to all holders of EMN and their great gains today. That now concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. We hope you've gained some valuable insights into the ASX resource sector. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at maccorp.net.au, and enjoy your evening. Good night.